Syrian opposition group is reporting as many as 137 deaths at the hands of government forces today. And now we're getting a shocking inside look at how the Syrian government is allegedly spinning the crackdown to the outside world. The source? Secret emails posted by the notorious hacking group Anonymous. Brian Todd is here. He's working the story for us. Brian, what exactly are you finding out?
Wolf, one person we know who is connected to that hacker group Anonymous says these emails appear to be authentic, and if so, it does not look like Bashar Assad's aides have a very high opinion of Americans. It's days before a big interview with an American network, and Bashar al-Assad is being coached. To spin this crackdown, one aide writes, don't talk reform. Americans won't care or understand that. The aide advises the Syrian president to talk about, quote, mistakes, blame his own police. American psyche can be easily manipulated when they hear that there are, quote, mistakes done, and now we are, quote, fixing it. Here's what Assad then said about the crackdown in that early December interview with ABC's Barbara Walters.
This is individual, and that's what I call, what I described as individual mistakes.
Okay, done by the military or done by whom?
We don't know everything. But in some cases, done by the police. In some cases, done by civilians.
That email on what to say was apparently from Sherzad Jafari, press attaché at Syria's mission to the UN, to one of Assad's press aides in Damascus. The hacker group Anonymous posted the email passwords of top Syrian officials. Hackers like this one cited by Foreign Policy magazine claim to have downloaded the emails and posted them online. CNN has seen the emails. They appear legitimate, though we cannot independently verify their authenticity. The email apparently from Jafari advises Assad on a quote to give. Syria doesn't have a policy to torture people. Says he can contrast that with the U.S. and mention Abu Ghraib. Referring to Assad as H.E. for His Excellency, it says at one point H.E. was viewed as a hero, and in other times H.E. was the bad guy. Americans love these kinds of things and get convinced by it.
They think that the American public is really stupid.
Ahed al-Hendi is a Syrian dissident who says he was once imprisoned and tortured by the regime.
This is how what they taught us at the school, that the Americans, they know nothing about the world. They really enslave their people. The worker has no rights in the U.S. And they really think so. They think that the American is easy to fool.
David Kenner of Foreign Policy magazine says the email reflects an amateurish effort to present Syria's case to the world.
What is their current media strategy?
Honestly, I think at this point, they think they have lost the Western media. They've lost the United States.
Kenner says at this point, the Syrian government is more interested in winning public opinion and government support in Russia and in Iran. We called and emailed Syria's mission to the UN to get response to the hacking and to the criticism from that one official, Sherzad Jafari. We have not heard back, Wolf.
It's very surprising and even funny, the passwords that the Syrians use for these emails.
It's unbelievable. You look down that list of the passwords of these top Syrian officials, many of them have the password 12345. Analysts say, for a regime that is so guarded, so attuned to security, they're not very savvy about cybersecurity.
Yeah, that's not necessarily a great password.
No.
Okay, Brian, thanks very much.